machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Government anticipates copper production to surpass 1 million tons this year. UPND Copper Belt Youth Chairman withdraws court petition against adoption of Warren Mwambazi. In global news, manhunt underway in South Africa after 12 killed in mass shooting in Johannesburg. Welcome to the main news at 13 hours with me, Ruben Mwanza. Government has disclosed that it expects to surpass 1 million metric tons of copper production by end of this year, citing the sector's strong recovery following a noted rebound in output recorded in 2024. Speaking during the launch of the inaugural Ministerial Statistical Bulletin covering the period 2020 to 2024 in Lusaka this morning, Ministry of Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaweta disclosed that copper production rose by 13.1% from 728,558 metric tons in 2023 to 824,425 metric tons in 2024, reversing three consecutive years of declining output. Dr. Kaweta further revealed that copper production increased further to 890,345.79 metric tons in 2025, representing an 8% rise from 2024. Meanwhile, Dr. Kaweta said the mining sector recorded strong investment performance between 2020 and 2024, attracting actualized investments worth $10.38 billion against committed investments of $6.9 billion. Dr. Kaweta has, however, expressed concern over rising workplace accidents and fatalities, which increased from 43 accidents and 19 deaths in 2022 to 98 accidents and 31 deaths in 2024, while highlighting increased employment levels, rising by 51.8% from 59,371 in 2020 to 90,117 in 2024.
In 2025, copper production increased to 890,345 metric tons of copper from 824,425 metric tons, which was recorded in 2024, which is representing an 8% increase. This upward trend is expected to continue, with the production projected to reach and exceed 1 million metric tons of copper in 2026.
At the same event, Zambia Chamber of Mines Director for Policy and Research, Yewa Kumwenda, welcomed the launch of the bulletin, saying it would enhance transparency between the ministry and the chamber, while providing a platform for documenting key issues and facilitating lasting solutions.
The chamber views the bulletin as a threefold breakthrough. Firstly, on transparency, by consolidating data on mineral production, exports and mining rights into a single authoritative government source, you are eliminating speculation. Investors dislike uncertainty. They dislike rumors. Even the public doesn't like that. So what they crave is verified periodic data. This one of employment statistics and occupational health and safety data is particularly welcome.
UPND Copper Belt Province Youth Chairperson Wallen Hinyama has formally withdrawn a court petition challenging the adoption of former Bwana Mkubwa Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi as the ruling party's parliamentary candidate for the August polls. Mr. Hinyama had earlier taken the matter to the Ndola High Court, arguing that the adoption process was flawed and did not follow party procedures. But in an interview, Mr. Hinyama says he has decided to withdraw the matter in the interest of party unity and wants to focus his efforts on campaigning for President Hakainde Hichilema. He states that there has never been any bad blood between him and Mr. Mwambazi, and that the two remain committed members of the UPND.
For now, we are looking at the Buddha picture. As I said earlier, I think I was the first person in the country to compete. But after some of the things came on, which they said that I think we saw that situation. For now, we need to go back out to campaign for the president. Campaign, as I said earlier on, for all the elected candidates in the province, including Bwana Mkubwa, to make sure that victory is certain.
Mr. Mwambazi, who entered Parliament as an independent lawmaker in 2021 before joining the UPND, was recently adopted by the ruling party to defend the Bwana Mkubwa seat. Police in Western Province have recovered 43 head of cattle stolen during a murder, aggravated robbery and arson attack reported on the 6th of June, in which 7 people died. Provincial Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga said police officers found the livestock belonging to a 64-year-old farmer of Emenda area in Chief Emenda's chiefdom, Lukulu District, on the 9th of June 2026. Mr. Hamonga said the cattle were discovered hidden in a thick bush in the Pezo area along the Lukulu Watopa Road, about 35 kilometers from Kamboi village where the attack occurred. He said the animals, valued at 370,500 kwacha, comprise cows, bulls, oxen and calves, and are currently in police custody pending disposal through the courts. Mr. Hamonga added that the suspects, believed to have been tracking the cattle in a northerly direction, were not found at the recovery site, but efforts to trace and apprehend those responsible are ongoing. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamonga says 3 victims who sustained burn injuries and physical assaults during the attack have been referred from Lukulu District Hospital to another hospital for specialized treatment. The non-governmental organization coordinating council, NGOCC, says the manner in which the National Prosecution Authority, NPA, is handling a case involving NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe, former Lusaka Deputy Mayor Katie Nanyangwe and 9 others is unusual and time-wasting. The remarks follow the second court appearance of Ms. Katebe and her co-accused before the Lusaka Magistrates Court in a matter where they are charged with conduct likely to cause a breach of peace contrary to Section 178, Subsection F of the Penal Code. Ms. Nanyangwe, who is jointly charged in the matter, did however not appear in court. Court officials from the NPA informed the accused persons that the case had not yet been listed, resulting in further delays before the commencement of proceedings. In this matter, police allege that on the 22nd of May 2026, the accused engaged in conduct likely to cause a breach of peace at the Lusaka Civic Center during the filing of nominations for mayoral candidates.
This is quite strange and probably I would call time wasting. We would want to understand why we were arrested, or I would still call it why we were abducted by the police. And we were only thinking that coming to court and being given the date and being given the hearing is when we were going to know exactly what offense we committed. Quite strange, because I still feel we never committed an offense, because we were working as NGOCC, that is part of our work, and we never only worked at Nakachindiho. We were doing that throughout the country with the members that were being nominated, the female members.
In global news, at least 12 people have been killed in a mass shooting in an area of Johannesburg, police in South Africa say. They say another 9 people were injured in the attack at an informal settlement in Cleveland late on Tuesday, and a manhunt for suspects is underway. The police said in a statement that more than 10 suspects were dropped off by a white Toyota Quantum near a petrol station in Cleveland. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Iran says it's attacked American bases across the Gulf region, with strikes on the U.S. 5th Fleet in Bahrain and targets in Jordan and Kuwait. Earlier, the U.S. military said it had targeted Iranian air defense systems and ground control stations near the Strait of Hormuz. Washington said the attacks were a response to the downing of an American Apache helicopter on Monday. Rebels fighting the military government in Myanmar say they're losing ground because of a shortage of manpower and equipment. new drone technology and the forced recruitment of tens of thousands of conscripts.